Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Every cult has the same goal, the utter submission of its members. Cult members surrender everything. They give up their physical freedom, where they can go, who they can see, how they can dress. But more than that, they give up control of their minds. Cult leaders determine what their followers are allowed to believe, even in their most private thoughts. In order to do this, cults separate people from all they have known before. They force their members to renounce their former lives, their countries, their customs. They allow no loyalty except to the cult. The first thing they attack always is the family. Families are the main impediment to brainwashing and extremism. That's true in every culture. So if you're going to control individuals, if you're going to transform free people into compliant robots, the first thing you must do is separate them from the ones who love them most. In 1932, Soviet authorities began promoting the story of a 13-year-old peasant boy called Pavlik Morozov. Morozov, they claimed, had taken the supremely virtuous step of denouncing his own father to the secret police for committing counter-revolutionary acts. Once exposed as a traitor, the boy's father was executed by firing squad for the safety of the state. Joseph Stalin elevated this boy to the status of national hero for what he did. People wept in the streets when they heard his name. They worshiped him like a saint. Why are we telling you this? Because it's happening here. In the last 10 days, some of our most prominent citizens have sworn allegiance to a cult. Converts go by the term allies, and like all cult members, they demand total conformity. They ritually condemn their own nation, its history, its institutions, its symbols, its flag. They denounce their own parents. If you've been on social media recently, you've likely seen many videos like this one.
You stupid dinosaur! Get the out of here!
I'm sorry, you guys.
That is a child attacking her mother and father for the crime of insufficient loyalty to Black Lives Matter. Reporter Hannah Lustig of Insider.com wrote about that video, and she strongly approved of it. What you just saw, Lustig wrote, is a young person, quote, modeling the most important tenet of allyship. Modeling, meaning something done to encourage others to do the same. It's effective, and in this case, it's working. Here's a 15-year-old from Louisiana called Isabella. There are many like her in America right now.
I literally hate my family so much. It's just, they just try to argue with me that George Floyd deserved, like, they're just trying to tell me that, like, he deserved that because he did something wrong and that it was okay. That is not okay. And it's just making me so upset. I don't know why. I do not want to live here. I hate living in Louisiana. I hate living around these racist. I just want to leave.
I hate my family so much. Just a week ago, it would have been hard to imagine that. Now, Isabella is a social media star. Celebrities tweet their approval at her. She may have her own cult following before long. But the revolution is young. Children attacking their parents is just the beginning. On CNN today, a man called Tim Wise told viewers that going forward, parents must hurt their own children.
I think the important thing for white parents to keep in the front of our mind is that if black children in this country are not allowed innocence and childhood without fear of being killed by police or marginalized in some other way, then our children don't deserve innocence. If Tamir Rice can be shot dead in a public park, playing with a toy gun, something white children do all over this country every day without the same fear of being shot. If Tamir Rice can be killed, then white children need to be told at least at the same age. If they can't be innocent, we don't get to be innocent.
Your children are no longer allowed to be innocent, says Tim Wise. Happy childhoods are a sign of racism. The man saying this and being affirmed by CNN's anchors as he does is a self-described anti-racism activist. He's been saying things like this for a long time. More than once, Tim Wise has suggested that he approves of violence against those who disagree. How does Tim Wise make a living? Well, in part by lecturing students. Your kids may have seen him speak. They've almost certainly heard a lot of people like Tim Wise. In America's schools, the revolution has been in progress for quite some time. Rochester School District in New York has created a Black Lives Matter themed lesson plan. The teaching materials dismiss America's bedrock institutions, indeed America itself, as inherently racist. Suggested questions for students include, how does mass incarceration function as a mechanism of racialized social control? One specific racial group is singled out for exclusive blame. The curriculum promotes a book entitled White Rage, The Unspoken Truth of Our Racial Divide. In other words, children, there's a reason hatred and inequality exist. These people did it. That's what your kids are learning right now. That's not an overstatement. Yesterday at Darien High School in Connecticut, Principal Ellen Dunn sent an email to parents in which she promised to increase the, quote, race-conscious education of our students. In order to achieve that, Dunn distributed materials from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, ironically, the Southern Poverty Law Center is itself a hate group that has been documented extensively. But now their agenda is the school's agenda. It's what your kids are learning. In Washington, D.C., an elementary school principal in the affluent northwest section of the city recently wrote a letter announcing that, quote, we need more white parents to talk to their kids about race, especially now. The letter singled out, quote, white staff and white community members, whom the principal alleged had committed, quote, both macro and microaggressions against staff of color. The principal did not specify what those crimes were. She didn't need to. Their skin color was their crime. This is a national theme. It pains us to tell you that, but it's true. It's incredibly destructive and dangerous. Countless school districts are now using the 1619 Project from the New York Times, for example, as a curriculum. That project is the work of an out-of-the-closet racial extremist called Nicole Hannah Jones. Jones, for example, recently argued, it is not violence to loot and burn stores. It's justified. Her propaganda is now mandatory in public schools in Buffalo, Chicago, Newark, Washington. Many parents, understandably, deeply resent this. It's deranged. It's racist. But others don't. They are allies, and they've joined in. One mother in London, where the cult is also spreading, posted this photo on Twitter. It's of her daughter on bended knee holding a sign declaring her privilege. The Cultural Revolution has come to the West. What will the effects of this be? This is just a moment. It will end. How will we feel about it looking back? Years from now, how will that little girl with the sign remember her childhood? Her mother took Tim Wise's advice. She no longer has innocence. Will she be grateful for that? It's hard to imagine she will be. More likely, she will feel bitter and used because she has been used. And it's likely that many children growing up right now will feel the same way. Is there a single person who believes that this moment we're living through will end in racial harmony? That used to be what we wanted. Some of us still do want that. Is it even a goal anymore? It doesn't seem like it. Instead, it seems like many in power, it's very clear, in fact, that many in power are pushing hard for racial division, for hatred, for violence. And let's pray they don't get what they want. Tribal conflict will destroy a country faster than any plague. But keep in mind, as this insanity continues, that it doesn't happen in a vacuum. Every action provokes a reaction. That's physics. We don't know where this is going. We don't want to know where it's going. The cult members should stop now, immediately, before more innocents get hurt, and they will if they don't.